We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, boy. This is a good one. You know, I've been a coach over the years. I know Dan, I'm not sure with Joe, with youth sports and the goofy rules and participation trophies. But what the heck is going on over in Conshohocken? Well, that's right. I do have the feud with the town. They don't want a Wawa there. Maybe that's it. Wawa would straighten things out. If Conshohocken had a Wawa, a super Wawa, as I proposed, right? Remember they banned that. That's before you, Dan. They would not come up with what they've done there that's making national news. On Saturday, the Conshohocken Golden Bears were doing really well. They were up 30-0 in a game against Roxborough. Boy, I thought Roxborough would be the tougher. Now, by the way, this is a 5- and 6-year-old playing and 7-year-old playing tackle football. I object to that. Yeah, I don't see, you know, not a good to let them play other sports until they're a little bit older. Anyhow. At that point, the Golden Bears head coach Kyle Williams said he advised the referee to throw a flag on the next play. Like, whether there's a flag or not. Offsides. We weren't offsides. They're 5-year-olds. You know, we're taught the rules. Holding. Personal foul. Taunting. Can you throw a flag? It's less than 2 minutes, just in case anything happens, and it didn't go that way, the coach said.
You should have hired an NFL referee. You know, they
that game, the Dallas game, there were like 11 or 12 plays with flags in a row.
Yeah, well, even more egregious were those two calls at the end of the Packers-Lions game on Monday.
Yeah, exactly right. Where are those guys when you need them? A 5-year-old player on the Golden Bears ended up in the end zone, scoring a touchdown and violating a league rule against blowout games. There's a 31-point rule. Now, wait a minute. Why 31 points? Are these kids kicking field goals or something? Is it you can score 2 points and they would have 4 touchdowns? That would be 32. That's too much, you know, the 2-point conversion. Is that what's going on in contract?
Yeah, I don't know how they get to the number. I wonder if there's some kind of point after touchdown system where they award 1 or 2 points depending how far away from the end zone they set the ball.
Maybe. Okay. So here's the president of the Conshohocken Bears. He says there's a 31-point rule that every organization, every team has to abide by. We violated that rule, says Mike Michelonis. And with that comes a $500 fine for the team by the Keystone Sports League. In the video of the touchdown, Coach Williams can be seen sprinting up the sidelines trying to dissuade his player from scoring. Yo, kid! Why not tackle him?
Could you imagine if the coach sprinted onto the field to tackle him?
Yeah. Just hit the 1-yard line. Then they have to watch and he get into the end zone. Spears him, yes. They're 5, 6, 7 years of age. It's hard to teach them and come out here telling them at that moment and running and say, okay, stop. No, fall down, kid. Former Philadelphia Eagle Torrey Smith took to Twitter on the matter, and it's since gone viral, writing in one tweet, kids need to learn how to deal with failure. Don't want to get smashed, play better. Well, Torrey Smith, you should have tried that when you were with the Eagles. By the way, there's a big anti-Trump guy, too. Maybe you should have gone into the White House, Torrey Smith. Let's see. So,
I mean, I kind of agree with what he's saying here.
Yeah, I do. Life doesn't let up. When it rains, it pours. The other kids can give their all because there's a rule. Work harder, but not too hard. That's stupid. It's meant to prevent embarrassment, said Michelonis, about the rule. It was clear that Michelonis was not happy with the touchdown scored under Williams' watch. Ah, this is the Presidente, this Michelonis guy. Maybe he's listening, Conshohocken. If you had a Wawa there would be normal type of things. You'd be gathered around saying, some guy in a Wawa goes, you know, and having coffee, 31-0. How did they come up with this? What the heck kind of rule is this?
Hey, so you just got blown out by 36 points, but you can still go to Wawa and get a hoagie, so
there
makes
you
everything
go.
Better, right?
It does make you. You're onto my thing, yes. A super Wawa. Parents who largely support the coach suggested if the league doesn't want to blow out, just end the game at the 30-point lead. Now, I'm completely against this ending of the game stuff.
Why?
I'm completely against... you have to say, all right, one of two things. This is going to be a league where you're going to play no matter what the score or what happens. Or this is going to be a league essentially where we're not going to keep score. That's what I that would
No, I think a mercy rule is completely appropriate.
No, it sets there's no mercy rule at the Alamo. Torrey Smith's right. So what would you set the mercy rule at?
Well, why make parents waste their time on the losing team to watch their kid lose that bad?
Well, they shouldn't be in the league then. Now, soccer, of course, doesn't have this problem since
there's
we
like
know,
three goals scored the entire time.
The 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds are playing nil to nil. They're out there. It's a secret government program of youth soccer to kill grass. They're brought in there. They're tired of the goats. So they brought in to run around and tromp down. Just like the kid playing right field who shouldn't be playing baseball and is out there. He's out there to kill
grass.
There's
a mercy rule in baseball, though. Seven runs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you get seven runs ahead in the inning or something like that.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be. No. And running
clock, there should be there, too.
Running clocks and basket. There shouldn't be any of that stuff, whatever the final score. Now, I couldn't find it, Dan, for today. But I remember the Boston Globe wrote about high schools that were sending in phony scores in basketball. In other words, if a team beat another team by too much, they didn't want it in the paper to be the actual score.
Yeah.
They would chip off like 20 points. It was 50 to 38 or something instead of 50 to 10.
Well, there was an instance in Atlantic City when I was there where the Pleasantville school, I think it was, that they lost something like 80 to 2.
Right.
The women's basketball team, and it caused a big hoopla.
Oh, that type of stuff does. Yeah, well, if you're going to be in that league, get out of that league so you can avoid this embarrassment. But a $500 fine, that's the thing that's amazing. Rather than a stern lecture, don't do it again. Coach is right, though. I don't know. You know, the 5- and 6-year-olds, you tell them not to run. There's something un-American about that at that point.
Yeah, and what do? Do you just kneel the ball the rest of the game? If your 5-year-old breaks through the line, do you expect him just to fall down?
Right. So back to the mercy rule.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it that favors that, you know, so much so? This Michelonis guy. I'd love to have him call in. There's a $500 fine. They must really be serious about this. They're not going to let anybody run up the score of any way, shape, or form.
Well, the reason why I like the mercy rule, not necessarily the $500
okay,
one.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt. But,
no, you're fine.
Yeah, somebody in the second quarter is better. They have a kid that's bigger, stronger, faster, particularly with a 7-year-old. You know, there might be a kid that's just physically running through like it's flag football. And they score 4 straight. Are you going to end a game in the second quarter?
Sure.
You are.
Yeah, besides,
so that
I would do
look
it to,
forward to a game.
I would do it to prevent anything like this happening where we're going to fine them. I say either implement a mercy rule or let all go. Let everything go.
Well, that's why it should all go, because the mercy rule, Dan, one point, it could happen pretty early in the game. Then the whole game, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't happen necessarily at the last minute of a game.
Well, 30 points is a lot to get in the first 2 quarters.
Yeah. I've seen situations in basketball and all that where it's pretty obvious. One team is just, you know, what you have to do is you have to try to be in a league where there's going to be some relative degree of parity. Here's a question, Dan. Now, see, I was on the losing end of this. I remember we got murdered in a game. It was like 14-0 baseball against a team that recruited people. We were only in school league. We were pretty good, but they were really good. My father was a coach, made us walk home. It wasn't that far, but it was like 10
well,
blocks.
Look, losing sucks. It sucks for everybody, but it's what seasons people, especially youth, to become a better player in general.
I agree, but with 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds, if they get beaten 31-0, well, maybe they're too young. Maybe they don't realize how bad it is, how much they got beaten by. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's not quite.
But even if they do, they should, like Torrey Smith said, deal with it.
Right. Well, losing's one thing. Being completely see, football's not as bad. Basketball's where it's bad. You get a team really good and they're pressing you, you're just never going to get the ball past half court.
Yeah.
You can lose 80-2. That's got to be tough to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 855-839-1210. You can get in. What kind of crazy league? What's going on? See, I think there's a deeper problem. Is China involved anyhow? Is there some kind of China getting their way into Conshohocken? All right, let me go to Vince in Mays Landing. He's in here on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Vince. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Dom, I umpired baseball for 28 years. I did neighborhood ball. I did high school ball.
Right.
And, I mean, I cannot believe that you do not believe in a mercy rule. Let me explain something to you. I had a game between Ben Franklin High and George Washington. The score was like 25-0 after four innings, and everybody knew what was approaching. The mercy rule comes in after 4.5 innings. The team that's leading, if they're the home team, then the game ends after 4.5 innings. The players themselves became totally uninterested. The team that was winning 25-0 were batting the opposite way. The manager of Ben Franklin sat on the bench like he didn't care. No instruction to his players.
Well, see,
all.
That's a deeper problem. Wait a minute. That underlines
the
problem.
The competition went out of the game.
Well, wait a minute. But that's a deeper problem in the school. They have to rectify. They had a coach that wasn't doing all this. He ought to be fired. They ought to put somebody else in. It's a high school, Vince. How can you have a mercy rule when you're on a high school team?
Tom, believe me, they needed mercy. They were so bad.
Yeah, I get that. But either then they drop the sport or it sends a message. You have a derelict coach that shouldn't be coaching. You can't have a team. You can't.
Dom, we could have had one of these guys is going to be hired by the Phillies, and it wouldn't have mattered, you know?
But it's a high school team, Vince. We're not dealing with little kids here. Where does it end?
Okay. Well, when I did the little kids, I say little kids, anywhere from 8 or 9 up to 14, 15, we had the same rule.
I just think it's a bad move. What it breeds is,
it breeds injuries. I'll tell you what, that's what it does.
Well, why have them play at all then? You know, if they're that incompetent, they can't play. They shouldn't have a team. They shouldn't be in the league.
Well, then the public league's got to make that move then.
Right. I hear you. All right, Vince, let me give you a matchup. You got a big one here now.
Number one
seed, no mercy here, Hershey Bar versus number two seed, Kit Kat.
Hershey Bar versus Kit Kat. We'll go with the Hershey Bar.
Thank God almighty, yes. Hershey Bar advances. Thanks. Because we're out of executive challenges due to Dan's move here in favor of Starbucks Nation. Starburst. Starburst. All right, so Hershey is in the Final Four, right?
Yes, it is.
As predicted.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is coming down to no flukes here. You're not getting a Starburst here in the Final Four, I don't think. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Is Vince right? I mean, at a high school level? You have a mercy rule? If you're a high school athlete, you're on that team, and the coach is sitting on the bench doing nothing, well then, maybe word gets out. Maybe they ought to get rid of that person.
John Doe by choice writes into us, Dom. He says, you're both wrong. I coached youth soccer, and there is a 6-goal limit in New Jersey before getting fined. My son scored 6 goals in less than 10 minutes. I nearly ran on the field to drag him off before the ball touched his foot again.
Why? I mean, you know, what's the... A 6-goal rule. Well, and I got to say, in soccer, what is that, like a trillion to nothing? You know? I mean, what are the kids doing on the other team? They ought to stack them up across the goal. That's what I would do if I were coaching and it's an overpowering team, right, soccer? I know I'm not going to score, but I'm going to stack every kid that I have on top of each other in front of the goal. And all we're going to do is block up the goal.
Here's a good solution from Mike Klein on Twitter. KSL, which is the league Conshohocken plays in, is a relic. The league my son plays in has the PIAA mercy rule. Their mercy rule is a 24-point lead at or after halftime brings a running clock. The clock runs and never stops, gets the game over fast, and you play the whole game.
You're not playing the whole game. You're cheating the kids from playing it.
Come on. Just letting the clock run is also an issue with
you. You know that is. That is the referee that wants to get out of their lobby. They love the running clock.
No, they're saving the kids from...
I've seen these guys, Dan, in the Mount Airy League and all the balls rolling down the court. They're walking at it like they're Forrest Gump when he's... You know, and the clock is running and running and running. You get like one shot a quarter then with the run clock.
Lieutenant Dan basketball.
Yeah, there you go. So we have this Conshohocken Little League. $500 fine because the kid's running and they're screaming at him not to score. I wonder if his parents were yelling to score. Maybe it's a kid who never has scored before. 31-0 game, and that violates their mercy rule. $500 fine. Hey, by the way, back to the debate for a moment. Ray, my buddy, really covers all things South Jersey for me, says, based on last night's debate, the more that I see her, the more that I believe if Tulsi Gabbard didn't have to run in Owyhee, she would be a Republican. I think it's a bridge too far. And Dan, what I think is driving this, he adds, plus, if I may be politically incorrect, she had the, quote, look, the look, too.
What's the look?
Yeah, that's what I need to parse out by anybody out there to tell us the look. She did look really good, and she's got a go-to outfit. You know, just like I have. I have this blue suit that everybody admires. It's a go-to. She had the white pantsuit on again last night. Now, I'm not sure if it's just her, or is that a better pantsuit than Hillary wore. But she was kind of all over the place on the Syrian thing, and mainly making it about, we're not going in for regime change. We got to stop doing that. She is a bit of an Assad apologist, but a lot of the stuff that she said last night that she pushed was dead on. She's an interesting candidate, and she's a grenade to be in the Democrat debate for them. And that pantsuit, that white pantsuit, is the star of all. You know, when you look at the sweater set of Elizabeth Warren, my goodness, another, the same sweater set with a different top last night. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. All right, don't let me down, Scott of Mount Laurel. Don't choke now. One of the all-time callers. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, Dom.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah, as a high school, I didn't hear the last minute or two. Somehow it was blank. But so if I missed anything, I apologize. But as a high school coach, I've been on both ends of the mercy rule.
Right.
They had a rule where if it was 35 points or more, they would go running clock in the fourth quarter. And I never liked the rule. I didn't like it. And I liked it least when I was behind. Because, first of all, I wanted my kids to realize, and it was this high school varsity, I wanted them to realize, hey, I don't care what the score is, we got to keep playing.
Okay? Yeah, that's right. That's the one thing you can control, and you do whatever you have to do to try to win some kind of victory to build on going toward the future. Yeah.
And I always want, it's funny because I always wanted the other coach. I said, leave your starters in, please. We need to practice. Like, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to play against your JV.
And Scott, imagine a $500 fine we have here. I mean, imagine
this
guy sitting around coming up with this stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because like the one time I was behind and I told the referee, I told him, I said, like, I don't want you to run the, don't run the clock. And they stopped. And the AD came over and said, no, you got to run it. Because like, I wanted to.
High school level, too. Look, if it's a pickup game and they're younger kids, it's bad enough to me. But when you're a high school athlete, you know, you're playing on a high school team, there's none of this stuff that should go into it. That's the way it works.
Yeah, I agree. On the other side of it, when I was way ahead, you know, like, I didn't run the score up because, I mean, I'm not going to press a team in the fourth quarter for no reason. What I would do is we'd work on a delay game.
Sure.
You know, we'd work on maybe a play that we hadn't used that we wanted to try, and we tried to make the best use of the time without, you know, humiliating anyone. I mean, you know, the problem you ran into sometimes is you could go all the way to the end of your bench and put in your worst players, and you're still beating them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way it works. I mean, you know, that things change over the course of time. Some schools are better, some are not. All right, now you know how much confidence I have in you. I'm going to give you a tough one. You're deciding, I believe if I'm right, Dan, this decides who gets to be the representative on the fruit side, right?
Yes.
All right, so you have, let's see. I have this off here. We have
three seed Starburst.
Versus
five seed
that's
Mike
right,
and Ike.
Right. Starburst versus Mike and Ike. Now, Dan just is over the hill with Starburst using executive
Scott, challenge. I like you a lot right now. Don't let me down.
And I love Mike and Ike, Scott. Come on. Think of all the events, all the times we've seen
pressure.
You. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the fun. Well, let me tell you first, Dom, before I even get into this, I would have knocked your Hershey bar out a long time ago.
That's the point. This guy shouldn't be coaching kids. He's un-American. Yes.
But anyway, they're both good candies. I think when I was younger, I would have gone more towards the, I don't know, I like them both a lot. The one thing with the Mike and Ike, though, is they do kind of like stick to my teeth a little bit now.
Oh,
as I get older,
get better teeth.
More.
What are you, Joe Biden? We have Dr. Benz. I'll bring him over. You can eat candy.
The suspense is killing me here.
Yes.
My teeth are good. But If I had to choose one right now, I would go with the Starburst.
Yes!
That's it, Scott. Scott
is my favorite caller.
I'm coming to vandalize Mount Rushmore of callers. You're off. You're up there with with Christine Flowers and Laurie of Ringo's. That's out. You're out of the family business, Scott. Thank you. Thanks for that decision. Got to send you off into the light.
Cut him off.
Poor Scott. That's it.
You're very upset about this, huh?
Absolutely. Starburst messing up my candy finale here. All right, on the other bracket, we have M&M's versus Almond Joy. We have Hershey advancing, Reese's versus Kisses coming up. So we need some heavyweight callers here on that. All right, you heard what he said as a high school coach. Is this the new thing now? Now, it's not so much just the – I wonder how many participation trophies you must get there in the Conshohocken League. You know, you probably get like a – that's the other thing, too. It's one thing if they give you a piece of paper saying Johnny played in the Conshohocken Golden Bears, right? But, Dan, if they give you any size trophy, like more than 6 inches or something like that, as a participation trophy, I wonder how many kids actually keep that for more than 30 seconds. Let's go to Jesse in Drexel Hill. Jesse, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Good.
A friend of mine played on a powerhouse team in Illinois called Genesio High School.
Okay.
And they played an inner-city school from Chicago. And he said, we scored at will. He said it was unbelievable. In 5 minutes, the first string was pulled out. 10 minutes, the second string was pulled out. By the end of the half, he said, our coach just had the third stringers in there, guys who had just barely made the team, and the score was 72-0.
Right.
In the locker room, the coach got so upset he was going to be accused of running up the score. He said, I don't want to see anybody in the end zone in the second half. He said, do whatever you have to do to stay out of the end zone. If I see anybody in the end zone, I may suspend them from the team. So my friend said, we went out. The running backs, they'd get the ball. They'd run from sideline to sideline. They wouldn't run forward.
Oh, God, yeah.
The running, the wide receivers, of which he was one, we'd catch the ball. We'd run in circles until we got tackled. And at the end of the game, the score was 72-0.
Yeah, it happened.
But he was free.
Right.
He said, you know, I'm going to be accused of running this up, and, you know, I can't have that. And so you got to stay out of the end.
So, you know what? It's more of a problem today. Let's summarize this. To be on the winning end of a 72-0 than to be on the losing end as the coach.
Yeah.
Even though that coach may not have done a lot of stuff to develop a team, do anything, not as much onus on the coach as the guy who's on the 72-0 win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That's where
it was a non-conference game. He said we had trouble getting non-conference teams because we were so good, and we got this team from inner city Chicago. He said, but man, it was just a blowout.
Yeah, that's a difficulty. All right, you got a big match here. With that being said, you've all given us good credentials. M&M's versus Almond Joy. M&M's a one seed. Almond Joy is a two.
I like coconut. I have to go with Almond Joy.
Oh, we're out of challenges. Almond Joy. Coconut is good. You know, coconut ought to be on tables everywhere. You could put some coconut on stuff. Really, it ought to be. It should be like
suggestion.
A condiment. Cinnamon. Cinnamon ought to be there, too. I like
I wonder if
it would
change
there.
Anything for Jesse. He's gone now, but they do have coconut peanut M&Ms.
Oh, that's very good. All right, so Almond Joy advances. By the way, my favorite person in a restaurant is the pepper guy. You know, when the pepper guy comes around, is that enough? No, keep churning the pepper. You know, whether
it's... What restaurants are you going to that you have a pepper guy?
Well, we were over there in Collingswood the other night. Every restaurant that's decent, moderately up, has a pepper guy coming around. It's a designated pepper guy.
I want that
guy.
Job.
Yeah, I don't think it should be your waiter. I think there ought to be a designee. He's like the designated hitter. He's a designated...
Do you tip out the at the end of the night? Do waiters
you know
tip
what?
Out the pepper guy?
That's a good thing. I think the pepper guy deserves a big tip. Now, Ro is shooing the pepper guy off from like 30 feet away. I'm bringing the pepper guy in. Keep churning, you know, and it's grand. There's something about that giant pepper churner.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I have a little one at home.
Yeah.
I have to do it myself. It's not the same thing. Joe, come on over and put it on my lunch.
Can we
today,
just take a
please?
Right turn real quick? I got to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the Olive Garden style of grinding the Parmesan in front of you?
I'm LeBron James on this. This has become to me like Red China. I have no position anymore on Olive Garden. I don't care what they do. I'm not even defending them. So last night, three things at the watch party. One, the hair. Even Z always said, look at the hair when I came up. Looked pretty good. Two, the number of people that said, Dom, hi, Dom. Get it? Like we're all in on the Dom joke. And then the thing you just referenced, there were a few people there who tried to reference the Olive Garden.
Any comments about Big Ziti?
Yes. Big Ziti is in. Two Sicilians told me, Big Ziti, native dish, how dare you, someone outside the tribe, call me out on Big Ziti. Big Ziti is fine. I think Joe agrees with that.
I like Big Ziti.
Yes, it's a classic Italian dish, particularly Andre's down there at the shore. Why can't they be here?
Completely overrated.
No, it's not. So you are struck down by the Sicilians, and Sicilians always count more Italian to me. That's the most. Just a theory. All
right. You're not wrong. I'm not going to disagree
Cuomo,
either.
Cuomo even said it the other day when he wasn't dropping the N-bomb. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line here with Dom. You can jump on. You may be the decider. And I'd love to hear anybody who knows this Conshohocken League. What in the world, sitting around and putting a $500 fine? Can you imagine that conversation sitting there? It's one thing to say, oh, we'll talk to the coach if they run up the score. But putting a $500 fine on a team of 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds, man, this guy is, if this guy were in charge of the Ray Rice incident with Roger Goodell, can you imagine what he'd do? He's fining 5- and 6- and 7-year-olds $500.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.